بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تحريض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وترغيبه على الجهاد وإنفاق الأموال. خروج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم بدر واستشارته الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وأقوالهم. أخرج ابن أبي حاتم وابن مردويا ولفظ له عن أبي عمران أنه سمع أبا أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن بالمدينة إني أخبرت عن عير أبي سفيان أنها مقبلة فهل لكم أن تخرج قبل هذه العير لعل الله يغني مناها؟ فقلنا نعم. فخرج وخرجنا. فلما سرنا يوما أو يومين قال لنا ما ترون في القوم فإنهم قد أخبروا بمخرجكم. فقلنا لا والله ما لنا طاقة بقتال القوم ولكن أردنا العير. ثم قال ما ترون في قتال القوم؟ فقلنا مثل ذلك. فقام مقداد بن عمرو رضي الله عنه فقال إذن لا نقول لك يا رسول الله كما قال قوم موسى لموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون. قال فتمنينا معشر الأنصار لو أنا قلنا مثل ما قال المقداد أحب إلينا من أن يكون لنا مال عظيم. فأنزل الله على رسوله كما أخرجك ربك من بيتك بالحق وإن فريقا من المؤمنين لكارهون. وذكر تمام الحديث كذا في البداية وقد ذكره بتمامه في مجمع الزوائد. ثم قال رواه الطبراني وإسناده حسن انتهى. Respected elders, beloved brothers, this chapter on the aspect of jihad and khuruj fi sabilillah, and to show the commitment of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this Mubarak deen. We know this deen that Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was sent with, and this Mubarak tariqah and way came to us with great sacrifice. And great sacrifice was made for this deen in that day and age for this deen to reach us. In the first 13 years in the Meccan period, Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam tolerated the difficulty, the hardship, and everything that the kuffar was doing, you know, to him, to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave his Mubarak land, had to leave his Mubarak birthplace, and migrate from Mecca to Medina. And it was at this time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave them the permission, you know, to make jihad and to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these aspects or these things that we speak about when it comes to the jihad of Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these sacrifices was what came to us, and when it came to us, you know, this deen, it came with great sacrifice. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah has blessed us with this Mubarak month of Ramadan and has made us from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Mubarak month, it was in this Mubarak month where Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out for the first battle with that sacrifice with Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. That is why when ulama mention and they speak regarding this, they say this was such a type of battle that was unmatched, and such a type of battle, you know, it was the first of its kind, you know, in the Islamic history. And that sacrifice that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba had to undergo. Now this Badr took place in the month of Ramadan, second year after Hijrah, 17 to Ramadan, second year after Hijrah, where Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba, you know, went out to the place called Badr, and it was this where this battle that took place. A very lengthy incident, but in this incident it mentions and it tells us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we were in Medina and I was informed that the caravan of Abu Sufyan was approaching. فَهَلْ لَكُمْ أَن تَخْرُجُ مِنْ قِبْلَ هَذِي الْعِيرِ. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam at that time gave Sahaba, you know, encouragement to go out towards the caravan of Abu Sufyan so that they will gain the booty from it. And then, you know, they said yes, and they came out and they went out towards that. As they were, you know, going out towards that, the command changed that they should now fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then asked Sahaba the question, you know, what do you say regarding this? And this was the mashura that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making with Sahaba. And they said, no, we did not come out obviously to fight. We came out with the intention of intercepting the caravan of Abu Sufyan. The second time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then asked the question, and it was just at this time Sahaba then showed their valor. Sahaba showed their bravery, and they showed, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, had given them that power and strength and ability. And then they mentioned that, oh Rasulullah, we will not say, فَقَامَ مِقْدَادِ ابْنُ عَمْرٍ مِقْدَادِ ابْنُ عَمْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ stood up and he said, we will not say for you, O Rasulullah, like how Musa's people said for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We know in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah brings this incident in Quran, that the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Musa, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قائدون. They said, O Musa, go and fight you and your Rabb, we are waiting here. When the battle is over, and when you gain victory, you know, then we will enter the city that we are told to enter. Then obviously at that time the Ansar were also told to say something, or it was hoped, you know, that they will say something, and you know, to make mention like what Miqdad said as well. And there are many other incidents regarding this, you know, story of the Battle of Badr. But this incident took place in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Today we know the challenges, the sacrifices, or you know, the difficulty, you know, of this month of Ramadan in terms of fasting, in terms of hunger, and in terms of those type of things. But if we look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, we will see the sacrifice that they made for this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such type of sacrifices. Imagine in the heat of Arabia, in the distance, you know, of 130 kilometers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to travel and go out in the month of Ramadan, how difficult it was not, or, you know, in that heat. But this was to show this ummah that this sacrifice in qurbani and mujahada and making a sacrifice is necessary for deen to come into one's life. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says, you know, those, you know, who make a sacrifice, or those who make, you know, the sacrifice, then Allah will open up roads and Allah will open up pathways for them. So these incidents are there to teach us that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, they laid the foundation for us and they showed us the path and the way. That is why we have this effort of tabligh, we have this effort of khuruj. Allah is not asking us to give our lives. Allah is not asking us, you know, to give, you know, our entire life, you know, but Allah is asking us to use our health and wealth in emulation, in following the way of Sahaba, in following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were two groups amongst them. Minhum man qada nahba wa minhum man yantadir. There was that group, you know, that already gave their lives, and there was that group who were waiting to give their lives. This effort of tabligh is a small way of teaching us by making this khuruj, by going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by spending this little time in the path of Allah, leaving our homes, leaving our wealth, leaving our businesses, making that little sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to teach us and to show us and, you know, make us understand the sacrifices that Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this day and age we are asked, you know, to leave our homes, we are asked to spend that little time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asked to come out for khuruj, you know, and come out and, you know, go and try and emulate the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has given for this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So just 3 points and then I will conclude inshallah regarding this Mubarak and this beautiful month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month, and till date Allah has allowed us to witness it, and Allah has allowed us, you know, to benefit from it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us mercy, and Allah has given us maghfirah. We enter into the last, you know, 10 days of Ramadan, we have entered already, and it is in this time now where we have to put ourselves forward and we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make effort, you know, and, you know, make such an effort that through this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us our emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. We know this last 10 days of Ramadan, and we heard it and we will hear it and we will continue to hear it in these 10 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this last 10 days as emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So it is in this time now where we have to, you know, make this extra sacrifice and value what Allah has given us. How does a person make shukr to Allah? One is he expresses by words and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mats and bounties that Allah has given him. And one is by action, he does, you know, the things that Allah wants him to do. He engages in ibadat and worship. You know, he engages in all good things and that which Allah requires from him. And in that manner, he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is in these 10 days now, we have to be grateful to Allah by doing action. We have reached the peak of the month of Ramadan. You know, the peak, you know, where we have to not, you know, go backwards. It is the time that we go forward and, you know, we put our, you know, foot on the pedal and we go forward. So there are three things, you know, regarding this night of power and regarding, you know, this last 10 nights of Ramadan. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran has named a chapter after it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in Quran the importance of this Mubarak and this last 10 nights of Ramadan, and in particularly the night of power which is found in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The first thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how valuable this night is. That how valuable Allah has made the night of power which is found in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us to search for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. In some of the riwayat and narrations, that search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And today being the 21st, possibility could be of the odd nights, you know, from the nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, meaning it could be Laylatul Qadr. And what is the reward that Allah is prepared to give a person for engaging in ibadah, for standing in ibadah on this night, and, you know, making some type of worship, whether it is in the form of tilawat of Quran, in the form of making salah, you know, in the form of making dhikr, any type of ibadah on this night, Allah is prepared to give us 1,000 months in reward, you know, for making ibadah on this night. So that is the first thing. The second thing is the hadith that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentions, and she describes the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came, you know, to the last 10 nights of Ramadan. إِذَا دَخَلَ أَشْرٌ. When كَانَ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions when it came to the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, then Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shadda mi'zarahu. He said he tied his pants where he exerted himself more in ibadah. He exerted himself more in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the requirement in these 10 nights of Ramadan. This is the requirement where we exert ourselves in ibadah, and, you know, we exert ourselves in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done was ahya laylahu. He stayed up the entire night making the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam done is ayqadha ahla. He woke his family up as well, and he encouraged everyone around him. In fact, he used to go to the house of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Ali radiallahu anhu, and he used to say, as-salah, as-salah, and he used to continuously give them reminders. And this is a great lesson for us in this as well, that, you know, we who Allah has given us responsibility, whether it is a husband, a father, Allah has given him a responsibility over his family as well. And this responsibility, Allah is obviously going to question him about. كُلُّكُمْ رَائِن وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَأِيَّتِي. Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says everyone is a shepherd, and everyone will be questioned about his flock, you know, on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah has given us these responsibilities. It is not for us alone to make this ibadah, you know, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but encouraging those around us as well, encouraging our children, encouraging our wives at home, encouraging, you know, everyone around us as well. And this teaches us a great lesson from this hadith as well, that Allah has given us mas'uliyah and responsibility. We must fulfill this responsibility in the correct way and correct manner. That not only do we have concern over ourselves, not only do we have concern for our own Jannah, not only do we have concern for saving ourselves from the fire of Jahannam, but we have concern for our families, we have concern for our communities, and we have concern for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. That is why Allah mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Oh, those who believe, save yourselves and save your families from the fire of Jahannam. So this is a great responsibility, and alhamdulillah, this effort of tabligh, this effort of movement, this tahreekul iman, this movement of tabligh, you know, in the movement of iman, gives us this realization and gives us this understanding of having this fikr and concern for ourselves, having this fikr and concern as well, you know, for our communities, our families, and for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at large. So this responsibility and this, you know, guidelines we should try and follow in our lives, you know, and try and make an effort upon this. Now this incident of Badr we read is such a lengthy incident, and there are so many qissas that come with it. But the point is that we are asked to give a little sacrifice, you know, in this day and age. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba greats gave such sacrifice. So if we are going to stay up the entire night, you know, if we are going to make a little bit extra ibadat, which is against our norm, you know, then imagine the rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us, and the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to put forward for us. Allah is waiting for the servant to put himself forward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to give reward. Now we see again those incidents and that sacrifices, how great they were. We are asked to give a little bit of our time. We are asked to give a little bit of our health and wealth. And the third thing is that, you know, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if I find the night of power, what should I read? Then he said, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. So on this night and all the odd nights, inshallah, excessively we should make this dua, and we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah and making this dua. Allahumma innaka afuwun. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa. Ya Allah, you love forgiving. Fa'afu anni. So oh Allah, forgive me, you know, for my sins. You know, Allah, forgive me for my sins. Allahumma innaka afuwun. تحب العفو فاعف عني. So may Allah give us the ability and understanding, you know, and to read these lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. This book Hayatul Sahaba, each one of us should have a copy in our homes, and you know, we should make an effort to read this. Why? When we read this, we will understand the sacrifices that were given. We will understand what we are doing in our lives and what we should do. We will understand that how Sahaba and Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, gave their time. So this book has been written in all different languages and in the language of English as well. So we should try and make it a point to make this ta'aleem in our homes, you know, make this ta'aleem with our children, so that they, being the future flag bearers of Islam, you know, they will uphold the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and emulate the lives of Sahaba and make these their heroes in life. They will make the Sahaba and Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the heroes and their role model in life. So may Allah give us the tawfiq and Allah give us the ability, you know, in this time and in this last 10 days of Ramadan to take maximum benefit and value in every second, and especially on the odd nights, you know, to utilize it in the ibadat and in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, nashhadu an la ilaha anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنعمت علينا من نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجثيمة اللهم لك الحمد كما هديتنا للإسلام وعلمتنا الحكمة والقرآن ووفقتنا للصلاة والصيام والقيام اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم تقبل خروجنا في سبيلك واجعله هداية للناس جميعا اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, about 10 to 11, there will be another short program, inshallah. All the brothers are requested to join, inshallah.